waving flags and chanting slogans. For the third year, protesters in Khartoum took to the streets to remember victims of a brutal crackdown by security forces to break up a pro-democracy sit-in at the army headquarters.
We want to see fair trials for all those who involved. The killers are known, not as individual soldiers, but including those who planned for this massacre and those who ordered for it.
There were similar protests in other cities. The 2019 sit-in led to the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir after 30 years in power, but it continued as demonstrators demanded a civilian government. Witnesses and survivors have accused the security forces of using excessive force to disperse protesters. There were reports of bodies being thrown into the Nile River and allegations of sexual violence. A transitional government sworn in 3 months after the attack promised to investigate the attack. That government was deposed last year. Since the military took power in October, hopes have faded that justice will be served anytime soon. The committee set up to investigate the attack was suspended, and nearly 8 months on, there's been no talk of reviving it. Amira Kaboos lost her 26-year-old son in the sit-in. She says despite the delays, she continues to demand for those responsible for his death to be held accountable.
There was a postponement in the issue of justice for the protester killed, and people would say, let's focus on moving forward, and the issue of justice would come later. This is something we will not accept ever again. The delay has led to more lives lost in protests.
The UN mission in Sudan, along with the African Union and the regional body IGAD, are facilitating talks to end Sudan's political crisis resulting from the military takeover. It's due to launch talks between the various sides next week.
We are quite sure that justice for the victims, a victim-centered perspective on justice and transitional justice, will be part of the outcome of this process.
As protesters continue to call for justice, they're also asking for the military to hand over power to a civilian government. Nearly 100 people have been killed in anti-military demonstrations, and the calls for accountability are growing louder. But achieving it still remains far from reach. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.